I had never in my life felt so comfortable as I did the first time I walked into a commercial kitchen. And I was like, I think I want to do this. And I was like, hey, Mom, I'm going to be a chef. And she's like, oh, my God, is this one of your phases? It's been 17 years now. So I think it's safe to say it's not a phase anymore.
With all the stress of everyday life, the pressures of work and nonstop news cycle, we could all use a little vacation. To find the perfect spot for some much-needed R&R, you don't need a plane ticket. If you live in Georgia, all you need is a full tank of gas. I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand. I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're heading to the beautiful Dahlonega Resort and Vineyard, tucked in the serene foothills of North Georgia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Fine dining, a network of walking trails through rolling meadows, and beautiful lodging with a stunning view of the breathtaking Georgia Mountains. Those are just some of the things which make Dahlonega Resort a perfect vacation destination. There's even a spa. Madeline Meaden is the executive chef here.
It's got to be great to come into work and be on this mountaintop.
Oh my God, I love it. It's kind of a dream come true. I enjoy a lot of mornings out on the front porch when I'm getting ready and setting up my prep list for the day. And I'll sit down, have a cup of coffee, and just take in that view. It's been a real pleasure coming here and becoming part of this team.
Chef Madeline may not be a Georgia native, but with classical French training and a resume featuring 20-plus years of culinary experience, we're sure happy to have her.
I'm not from the South, but I love this place. When I moved here, I fell in love with it, and I fell in love with the Georgia people and the Georgia food and the culture that's down here. Kind of what I try to focus on is bringing joy and enjoyment and creating memories with people through my food.
Madeline is one busy cook. Besides Dahlonega Resort, she's also executive chef for two of the resort's other properties, Kaya Vineyards and Sylvan Valley Lodge. If that wasn't enough, she also manages their catering company, Star of the South. But when it comes to a place where she can let her creativity really bloom, she holds Dahlonega Resort and Vineyard close to her heart.
Every single one of my restaurants is different. This one is my baby. It really is where I get a chance to shine and show what I like to do. I call it upscale rustic. I take a lot of comfort flavors and traditional foods that people can recognize really easily, and then I just put my twist on it, dress it up, do different things with the sauces.
Excellent food is a true art form, and freshness is key. Chef Madeline uses what grows around this sprawling historic property to take her food to the next level.
We sit on Blueberry Hill, and this place originally was the Blueberry Hill Inn. And over the course of the years, it's been a spa and a Pura Vida and a bunch of other things like that. But there's still blueberry bushes. Like original blueberry bushes. I've got some that look like trees. I go around and I pick blueberries every year when they come into season. When there's a ton of them, I like to make like blueberry hand pies with them and stuff like that.
You can tell how passionate Madeline is about her food. That passion began in her teenage years.
I was 18 years old and I was a dishwasher. I got a job as a dishwasher at a Mexican restaurant. And from the very first day that I walked in there, I literally was like, oh my God, this makes sense. Like it all, the flow of things, the reason why you do specific prep work and how you set up your lines, there's a clear and concise pattern to all of it to me. And I had never in my life felt so comfortable as I did the first time I walked into a commercial kitchen. And I was like, I think I want to do this. And I was like, hey, Mom, I'm going to be a chef. And she's like, oh my God, is this one of your phases? I certainly hope not. Well, it's been 17 years now. So I think it's safe to say it's not a phase anymore. I'm firmly rooted in my cooking.
Besides perfect food, hospitality is another top priority of the entire Dahlonega Resort staff. They all go the extra mile to create a stellar experience for every guest.
What kind of experience do you want visitors to Dahlonega Resort and Vineyard to leave with after they've experienced the trails, the food, the overnight accommodation?
I hope that, and a lot of them do, leave with a feeling of comfort and like they were just really well taken care of, that they got to make these experiences and develop these memories. It's always brings me joy when I get to read the reviews or have somebody like send an email afterwards that said, thank you so much for XYZ, you did this for me and it really mattered to me. It's all about the little tiny bits, you know, the extras that you put in. When you take the extra time to do that and do things with intention, I think it just turns out better. And that's basically what I want our guests to know, is that we're doing all of this with intention, that we want them to enjoy themselves, that it matters to us, that we're hospitality professionals. We care about their experience.
That kind of attention to detail is crucial to providing a memorable experience. If it wasn't already clear, Chef Madeline is serious about hospitality.
This is a fun tidbit. I really try to play off that blueberry name. I mean, even down to like the shape of my bowls. I got these plates after I started. When I got here, we had all white. We are an upscale rustic restaurant and we need something that matches it. So I had these imported. These are just absolutely stunning and I fell in love with them. And then I found out what the name of the pattern is, which is blueberry. And I was like, okay, that's it. I gotta have them. I get very excited about my plateware. Little things excite me like this, because it's so much fun to be, I don't know, to cook and create. I love it.
When Madeline first stepped foot in the Dahlonega Resort, she was charmed by its rustic feel. Coming from the fine dining world, she knew this place didn't exactly hit the marks of what that term means. But to her, that didn't make it any less magical.
So the first time I walked in here, they were using the terminology fine dining for this restaurant. And I walked in and I looked around and I was like, this is not fine dining. And not that we're not doing something beautiful and nice, and not that the surroundings aren't gorgeous as well. It's just that there are very specific things that you need in fine dining. And I mean, linens and the way your servers interact with your guests and the training that goes into that. But I looked around and I was like, this is gorgeous. It's got a wonderful feeling. It's got that rustic quality, but it's still nice, you know? And it's not like you went to somebody's farm. You get to have that upscale, rustic feeling.
And so Madeline set out to turn the space into an upscale eatery with a distinct Appalachian feel.
A big part of it is the food. A lot of people come here specifically for the food and that quiet getaway to be away from the city. You know, just a nice, simple vacation. We're so close to Atlanta. We're only an hour to an hour and a half, depending on where you're coming from, away from Atlanta. So it's a great weekend spot for people to come up to and take it in. And we're smack dab in the middle of the Dahlonega Plateau, which means we're surrounded by wineries. And what's better than that?
Chef Madeline is a great person to run the space. Her knowledge and creativity goes far beyond just food.
I've actually spent the last 10 years of my career working at wineries in the North Georgia area. I have worked at all of the top wineries that offer food programs. And so I've gotten a very intimate knowledge of the wine making and how the vineyard and the winery work together with the restaurant and the lodging.
Since 2018, there's been a new character in the wine ecosystem. You've heard of the Champagne region of France, but did you know that Georgia has a wine-producing region of its own?
The Dahlonega Plateau is very, very cool. If you're not familiar with the way they designate wines in the world, they're basically designated wine growing regions. For example, Champagne. It's only a specific place in Champagne, France that's how it can be Champagne. Otherwise, it's a sparkling white. And so the Sonoma and Napa area is the North Coast AVA. Well, we are the Dahlonega Plateau AVA. So we are an official designated growing region in the world. We have a place, and now we are on our rise up to really show people what Georgia can do.
Dahlonega Resort also ships grapes from California for a different wine offering produced on site.
And the wines are fun because we have two different sets. We've got our Georgia grown, and then we have our Twisted line. The Twisted line is all California grapes that we have shipped in from California, and we do all the crushing and then make the wine here. So we basically, it's the same winemaker, it's just a twist basically on what we're already doing, just with a different grape. So we have so much to offer from the George grapes to a California style, and it gives us a lot more to pair with.
Take a look at Dahlonega Resort's wine menu, and it's clear. Dahlonega Plateau wine appears to be on par with the biggest players in the wine game. Showcasing Georgia wines at her restaurant is an important mission for Chef Madeline.
Bringing in these wines that are made by our people here is great, and trying to come up with the tasting notes for everybody, and so that we can convey to people what their expectations should be of that wine, and versus a California wine, because you can't compare the two really. They're very different. Grape quality here is different from the grape quality there. A lot of the winemakers in this North Georgia area have been just making great strides in becoming medal placing at competitions out in California. So we're starting to compete really well with those higher end wines, which is great for Georgia because we have so much to offer here.
If Chef Madeline Meaden looks or sounds familiar, you may have seen her on TikTok or Instagram, where she goes by The Blonde Chef. That's th_blonde_chef. Some of Madeline's videos have even gone viral with lots and lots of views. Social media started as a way for Madeline to get out of her comfort zone to expand her brand.
I've never put myself out there. I've always been a little bit reserved as far as that goes. Blonde Chef started off as my husband being like, oh, just tell people who you are. Just show them what you're doing. Like, who cares?
All you real smokers out there, check out my smoker's tan.
I finally did it. I started doing social media, and in a year, I'm at 59,500 followers on TikTok. My Instagram is slowly growing. It's I'm at, I think, 2650 on that one.
On TikTok, Chef Madeline built her following thanks mostly to her efforts with one Southern culinary mainstay, a subject of much heated regional debate. I'm talking about barbecue.
I have loved smoking things for probably as long as I can remember, and meat is one of my favorite things. I spend a lot of time cooking meat, smoking meat, cooking meat, whatever.
According to her, it all began as a simple experiment.
I've gotten known for barbecue, which is so funny. My background is mostly fine dining, but the barbecue was a side hobby. And it started off because there was a competition smoker at one of the properties I was at, and nobody used it, and it was kind of falling apart. It had a hole rusted in one side. So I got them to move it out behind my restaurant and or my building, and I just started messing with it. And I fashioned some aluminum foil into a spot to cover the hole, and figured out how to manage temperatures and my fire, and like cooking with open fire and that sort of thing. And it developed into something that I really love. I can't believe how much I love it. Never expected it. Now I get excited about my wood. I'm like, oh my God, you should see my wood. And people are like, what?
As any pitmaster will tell you, the right wood can make a huge difference in your meat's flavor profile.
When you're smoking food like that or cooking with wood, your wood is a part of your ingredients. It's the same way as, you know, my mushrooms, my cilantro, any of those little things that I use to put in any of these dishes, they're all the ingredients matter, down to those little tiny things, including your cooking source, you know, your heat source. My wood purveyors out of Atlanta, you know, they're one of the top wood purveyors in the country, actually. People in California know who they are, and I found them, and I've been using their wood, so I could get perfect pecan and hickory and oak and maple and whatever I basically want from them, and it's like perfectly kiln dried. So all of my meat that I smoke is just so flavorful.
Different woods will highlight the different flavors of whatever you're smoking.
I try to match whatever wood I'm using to the flavors in general that I want, that I'm pulling out of this. In this case, like, I wouldn't want to go with an apple wood because the apple's not going to pair with a peach very well. I personally love this with our cherry wood. It tends to be what I use whenever I'm doing this flavor combination. Every once in a while, I'll do like a tequila. And the tequila I usually do with mesquite, because it's spicy.
And so, with visions of savory smoked meats dancing in our heads, let's take a trip to the kitchen and see the place where Chef Madeline works her magic.
When anybody asks me what what my cooking style is. I tell them that I like excellent ingredients prepared perfectly. The rest doesn't really matter. The rest of it's just kind of part of the whole entire deal.
First things first, preparing your cook station.
The only way to do it is like by making sure that your entire space is like ready to go and you're clean and you're like, okay, I've got my stuff. Like if you've noticed as we've gone throughout each one of these, like I have things set in place to keep like everything moving. And I try to tell people like half the trouble with cooking is that you're messing with timing and getting things to be ready at the same time for a complete dish or for an entire ticket if you're being a line cook. It's so much harder than you would think.
As any chef will tell you, kitchen tools matter.
So this is called a carbon steel pan. It's kind of like a cast iron skillet, only it's thinner and less heavy. But it heats up and radiates heat the same way. It does it faster than your average, you know, pan. I've got my Georgia olive oil. This is my favorite stuff. I love it.
Now, it's time to get cooking. For tonight's menu, a Southern staple.
We're gonna make some fried chicken. This is actually Springer Mountain Chicken. They're a Georgia-based company. They have amazing products. I just wanna get a nice double thick coating on this. I like my fried chicken to be really crispy and have nice edges to them. And then I've got mac and cheese that I baked. It's my smoked Gouda mac and cheese. I've been doing this, I developed this smoked Gouda sauce probably 5 years ago now, and I love it so much that I just take it everywhere I go with me. Like, people are like, oh, I want mac and cheese. I'm like, you're getting smoked Gouda mac and cheese. Because it's so perfect, and like the texture and consistency of the mac is amazing.
And did anyone say, steak time? Oh, no, I thought I heard that. Well, anyway, I'm saying it now. It's steak time, y'all.
This one is basically an infused butter almost, because that's what you're doing when you baste and you throw in the thyme or any sort of herb or garlic. You're infusing that butter and that oil with that flavor. So as you're basting it, you're putting that flavor all over your steak without having to put chunks of it everywhere, you know? I'm basically building a little tower to support my steak. Little potato tower, a little potato and asparagus. I'm gonna put this mushroom right there. Perfect. And then I'm gonna put these mushrooms kind of draped all along the front.
So that covers the turf part of tonight's offerings, but as for the surf?
With clams, you just basically wanna steam them until they open. Once they're open, they're ready to go. You don't wanna, that's how you overcook them, is like letting them go far past when they've like popped their shells open. You don't want to overcook your clams. That's or really any seafood. That's how you get it like really chewy and rubbery and like the things that people usually complain about that they don't like. All right, so we're gonna do caramelized onions. I'm gonna throw some peppers in there. We got our pasta cooking over here. Pasta Mommy is it's a company out of Atlanta that makes handmade pasta, and you could buy it, like they freeze it for you in like these really cool boxes and stuff. And then it's one of the best fresh pasta products I've had in a really long time. Simple, light, refreshing. I'd eat this with a piece of crusty bread. Pop my clams right on top. These delicious mushrooms. Oh my goodness gracious, these are so pretty.
Constant experimentation has led Chef Madeline to adapt food methods, which her customers have come to really appreciate.
Okay, so this is my red wine cured salmon. I got really into Scandinavian food and like curing and preserving a while ago. And so I have kind of gone through a whole course of different types of curing methods. Salmon is one of my favorite things to cure. I do whiskey cures. This one's the red wine. I've got like Asian style cures and different things like that. And it always changes on what I pair these with. But I love the sheen that you can get on these. I mean, just look how pretty that is. It almost looks like candy. This sauce lived inside my brain for like 3 weeks before I made it. It's a candied habanero gel. And I actually candy the habaneros. Instead of using like a water and sugar mixture, I actually do a wine and sugar mixture.
Wine pairing is another delicate art form. Here at Dahlonega Resort and Vineyard, they take special care to make sure their wine offerings bring out the depth of flavor of every dish they create.
So this is our Twisted Line Muna. It is from a California grape that we crush here. I love this wine because it's so easy to drink. It pairs really, really well with all sorts of different types of food. Today we're gonna pair it with my red wine cured salmon. It just really, really brings out so much of the rich flavors in the salmon and isn't too heavy where you can't eat a fish with it. We're going with our Viognier. Today we're gonna pair it with our fried chicken and mac and cheese. This has flavor notes of peach and mango, which really, really set off the different spices that I have in our chicken and kind of sticks with that classic Georgia flavors and Southern comfort food. All right, so this is our Twisted Outcast. It is my favorite. It's kind of like a really, really deep, rich Cabernet. It's going with our tomahawk ribeye today because what's better than a big juicy steak and some really good red wine? You see what I'm saying? Like this is the best part about this company is that I keep learning new things every time I do anything, and I'm like, oh, so they really do get me. No wonder they wanted to hire me.
At Dahlonega Resort and Vineyard, Chef Madeline Meaden has found a place to apply her knowledge, creativity, and passion for service.
I just want things to be perfect.
Kudos to Madeline and the whole staff for creating a great place for people to relax, bask in the breathtaking beauty of North Georgia, and above all, just be themselves.
Something that has aesthetically pleasing and makes you feel comfortable being, and also like you don't have to have, you don't have to dress up in your tux or anything either.
For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.